Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Hello, networkers, and welcome back to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and of course, with me is my co-host, Debbie Peters, the networking guru, and my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Greg.
How are you doing this week?
I am doing so well, and you know what?
What?
My garden is exploding.
Oh, no.
And I am getting a ton of eggplant, which I know is your very favorite.
You know.
But I want to tell you that one of my magazines that I get is Cook's Country.
Yeah.
And it has a recipe in the most recent issue for baba ganoush.
I kind of like baba ganoush. So okay. I might be able to handle that.
Well, I made some baba ganoush that is to die for.
Really?
Let me just put it this way.
Okay.
We were licking the bowl out. It was so good.
Wow. Okay. I might have to try this.
Now I made a second batch because, of course, the first batch was gone. And because my friend Deanna was here, I rushed the burning of the skin of the eggplants, because you know you set it on a flame to char it.
Okay.
You did. Okay. So to make baba ganoush, you start with a nice purple eggplant, and then you set it on open flame to char all the skin.
Okay.
And in doing so, it also cooks the inside, so it gets soft.
Okay.
And then you put it on a plate and let it get cool, so you don't burn your hands as you scoop the goo out.
So you rushed it.
I didn't probably have it as charred as I would normally have done. It was charred, but it didn't take as long. So it didn't have the nice burnt flavor,
smoky,
that we love.
Smoky flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so, anyway, just wanted to let you know I have a new thing for you.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Well, I know that your garden, we've been talking about all along, you got apples and you got, you said your tomatoes might not be coming in as well this year.
Tomatoes are a little iffy. It's just not for me, not except for my cherry tomatoes, the orange ones. They are so good.
I know I've got a big pile of tomatoes upstairs from two bushes. So, all right. So, we're talking this week about getting out of your own way when it comes to networking. I think a lot of us tend to be a little inward focused. And I think that presents a real challenge for a lot of people when they are networking, because they're so focused on their own behavior.
Self-conscious.
They're basically very self-conscious. And as a result, they don't come across in a real way. I was having a chat the other day with a young gentleman. He was helping me out with my project we're creating an online course on the fundamentals of networking. And he was willing to chat with me about some of the needs he's experiencing. He's a brand new college grad, and he comes, he's cut from the same cloth that I was. He's a computer scientist. So he's got that sort of mentality. But it was funny because when I was talking to him, he seemed, perfectly normal as far as the conversation goes, but he was very self-conscious of it. So he kept apologizing, I'm so sorry that this is, I'm not coming across clearly. I'm sorry that I want to make sure that I'm speaking in a way that's clear and it's not offensive to anybody. He was so focused on that it was actually distracting, and it was difficult for us to have a conversation. and finally, I reassured him. I said, listen, you don't have to worry about that. You actually have a very good conversational style. Just stop apologizing for it, and you'll come through. You're fine. And so I thought this might be a good thing to talk about today. And it actually harkens back to a question we received probably at the beginning when we originally started doing this podcast. It was from Asandi Connor, and it was how to be your authentic self in a networking situation. And that can be a little awkward, because many networking situations feel a little artificial. They feel a little contrived. We're all going to a central location. It's essentially a party. And how do we, if you're uncomfortable, if you are self-conscious, how do you help yourself shine through, I guess, is the question.
And it's so easy, because when, like, the young gentleman that you talk to or others that are feeling uncomfortable because they're thinking about themselves rather than thinking outward about the person, that person or people that they're standing in front of, and having the attention be about that person. So for me, when I walk into like a business after hours, my least favorite kind of networking.
Really?
That I hate. Oh yeah. I hate that.
Why?
Too much going on. Remember you said that you hadn't been around people when you did Pendaren just recently?
Oh, yeah, just did the Pendaren. Yeah, well, I think that has something to do with the fact that I've been basically stuck in my office doing Zoom for the last 18 months.
Yeah, but I feel the same way and always have about, there's just too many moving parts, and I don't know. It's just not my favorite. I do it, but it's not my favorite.
I'm just curious if there was some aspect of it that was standing out to you. So it's just too much. So okay.
Yeah, I'm better one on one.
Okay.
And plus, I can't hear those things.
Yeah, a lot of times they can be quite noisy because it's a more social feeling. So people are talking louder, and I've noticed business after hours often tends to be more mixers, as opposed to things with like a speaker or whatever. So,
right.
Yeah. And you and I have talked about the whole difficulty of hearing, our hearing aids amplify everything. So.
Right. Right. Or nothing, you know, as
exactly. So anyway,
back to the topic. If in fact you focus just on someone and say, what question am I going to ask them? Then you don't have to worry about offending anyone because you're not talking. You're asking a question and you're allowing them to offend you if whatever they say does or not. But if you just, and maybe if you're a computer scientist or programmer or one of those more analytic people, you can just have a couple questions inside your head as you get, or, you know, make them up as you get ready to go to the event, or when you're going to see someone, at least a couple of questions to start them talking, then you won't have to worry. So you can say, you know, tell me a little bit about, if you know they're a member, tell me what I should know about this organization. That's a great question to start, because they can't answer it with a yes or no.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love to ask, well, you know, it's perfectly natural to ask, especially in a business setting, tell me a little bit more about what you do.
Yeah.
But I love to ask, how did you get into it?
Yeah.
Because there's almost always a story there.
Yeah. Well, and another one of my favorites is when they, you know, when you say, you know, I'm with blah, blah, blah bank, or I'm a financial planner, or I'm a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so what does that mean that you really do? And they stop for a second, but then they start talking, because I'm being my authentic self, being like, well, I don't know what that means. So tell me what you do, really.
Well, I mean, and then it shows you care and you're interested and you want to find out more about them. I mean, that's, I think that's a lot of one of the challenges that people face is they're so inward focused, so self-conscious, that they're worried about, what if there's a pause in the conversation? What am I going to say? You know, and I have read things where they say you should read the newspaper so that you're ready to, you know, bring up a, you know, topic of conversation. It's like, no, don't. Okay. I'm just going to tell you right now, don't do that. Yeah. Just don't, because for the most part, the news is going to be bad and no one wants to talk to you if you're just going to be bringing bad news. Don't worry about what you're going to say. Worry about what you're going to ask. Be curious, yeah. Be fascinated, be interested in the people around you. And I know you've said, if you are interested in the people you're talking to, if you just ask questions and shut up, you will be the best conversationalist they've had all day.
Yeah, I always used to tell my salespeople that work for me, if you are interested, they will think you're interesting.
Mm-hmm. But if you turn it around the other way, I know we were talking about earlier, if someone is holding back, that can get in the way of the connection.
Yeah. Every so often I run into people that don't want to share themselves. And sometimes it's personal details, and sometimes it's something about the job, whatever. But you can tell they're just not sharing. And I wish I had an example of this. I don't have one right off the top of my head, but where I feel like they didn't want to let me in. And so they just gave me general brushstrokes of them, whether it's their job, them, whatever. Mm-hmm. And when I get done with the conversation, I'm like, huh, that was pretty vanilla. I don't think I want to talk to them again.
Right.
Because they're not, they for whatever reason, they don't trust me. I feel they don't trust me so that they can share with me. And so because they don't trust me, then I'm like, well, I guess there's no value in trying to extend that relationship. So if you're not willing to share yourself, then it may limit. We're saying ask questions, but guess what? You can share yourself by asking questions, because you can kind of focus it like, well, tell me about your hobbies.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing we were talking about. Whatever questions you ask, you probably should have an answer for on your side as well, because it's quite often going to be that person's going to turn it around. What we talked about earlier is to tell me a little bit more about what you do and how did you get into it? Well, there's like a really good chance you're going to get that question right back.
Yeah. But, have a story or two ready to tell, short stories that just like we do at the beginning of our podcast, we share, like the garden's exploding or the sheets got wet or whatever it is, because we're sharing a little piece of ourselves out to you because we trust all of you.
Yeah, we know you're not going to use it against us.
Well, never know.
I think that's such an important thing, is to realize that part of this, you have to be a good networker, you must share a part of yourself. You don't have to share everything. You don't have to, tell them about the fight you had with your spouse last night. Probably better that you don't, but you have to share, your interests, your desires, your plans. I tell people all the time, stop sharing bad news. Stop complaining about everything. No one wants to talk to someone who's complaining all the time. Even if your business has just tanked, talk about what your next plan is. Talk about you're excited about this opportunity. You're gonna try new things, whatever. But try to focus on those good things that are going on in your life. People will be more likely to jump on that bandwagon and might even get you pointed in a good direction.
Yeah, make it into a story like you did with losing Abby at Disney World. And I'm not going to say anything more about it. Abby is Greg's youngest daughter. I mean, that was a pretty big negative, but you made a positive out of it.
Yeah, well, it turned out well. So.
Yeah. And I think back, as you were talking, I was thinking back to when I first got into sales, selling payroll service, and I had to call on accountants and CPAs. Now, we all know that Debbie is not the accountant. I'm good at math, but that accounting stuff, I kind of figured out the difference between gross and net because I needed that, But I was so scared to talk when I first started to talk to the CPAs because I was afraid they were going to ask me CPA questions. And, I wasn't going to know the answer. So I kind of probably could understand the feeling that guy that you were chatting with had. Mm-hmm. And then I soon found out that they were just normal, and they were all guys then, normal guys, and they had funny stories, and they would regale me with this and that, and we never talked about debits and credits.
No.
And I found out that after a while, at least in the industry, not right away, but after a while, I knew more about the little tiny details of payroll than they did. They would call me with questions. And that's pretty scary.
But that you had opened up the communications, you'd connected with them on a personal level. And so they were comfortable and trusting to share that information with you.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And to share that they didn't know. everything.
Which actually, that is a big step, because now you're getting them to actually show vulnerability, which I've always been of the opinion you need to be able to show a certain amount of vulnerability in order to make really good connections. It just,
yeah, and that's,
you have to be willing to not be perfect. So
yes, in fact, it's even better.
There was actually a Craig Valentine. He talks about, if you put yourself on a pedestal, then you are out of reach of your audience. And I think that holds with conversation too. If all you talk about is, you know, oh, I'm so amazing, yeah, no one's going to really want to talk to you. But hey, I had a challenge, and this is what we were able to do in order to achieve a success at it.
So. Well, and we just had the Summer Olympics end.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And Simone Biles obviously was a big story, because she took herself out of competition because of some mental issues with the twisties or whatever. And if you think about it, if she hadn't said anything, but she had just performed badly or hurt herself, would we feel the same way about her that we do now? Like, I feel like I'm her mother. I want her to, you know, like, do well and take care of herself. And it was really interesting to have Michael Phelps then comment, because he was a commentator on the Olympics, to talk about how, you know, much he supported her, because he's had the same issues. And I mean, 5 years ago, athletes wouldn't have been willing to share their whole self like that.
Yeah. 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 It makes them more approachable, and to a certain extent, it makes us more approachable too. So I guess when I said earlier, don't share the negative, don't complain.
Yeah.
It's okay to share the stories of your challenges.
Don't bitch.
Mom, I gotta bleep that out. Come on. That means I gotta figure out how to bleep it out. All right. Well, on that note, don't worry so much. You know, what we're talking about here is don't worry so much about how you're going to say everything and making sure it's all perfect, because that closes you off. It is not your authentic self. Find your authentic self. And we were saying when we were talking about this earlier, if you're in your authentic self, if you're actually being who you are, you get to have fun. You don't have to be so stressed out about all this. You're talking with potential friends. So try to let go of that. Focus on the other person. Be curious, be fascinated, and understand that this is going to make a better connection for you in the long run if you are being real. So
yeah.
Perfect. Anything else we need to
perfect
talk about?
Ending. I think you said it perfectly, Greg.
Well, thank you.
You don't have to apologize for what you said.
I'm coming from my authentic self. So. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into the program today. If you enjoyed it, we would love to hear from you. Maybe talk about some of the things that some of the mechanisms that you use to stay true to your authentic self while networking. We would love to hear that. You feel free to comment on our Facebook pages where this will be posted. Please do share with a friend if you know someone who is feeling a little self-conscious about their conversational styles. Maybe we can help them out with that. Of course, we come back every week, so please do subscribe so you don't miss us. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. All right, Mom, talk to you later.
All right, see you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.